Sydney. Australia is preparing to roll out a landmark ban on social media use for children under 16 in December, a policy hailed as a global first but fraught with questions over enforcement and privacy. A government-commissioned review has warned that while technology exists to verify users' ages, no single method can guarantee success without risks. The ban requires platforms including Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and YouTube to block new underage accounts and deactivate existing ones, or face penalties of up to $50 million Australian, $32.5 million. The UK-based Age Check Certification Scheme, tasked with evaluating enforcement methods, examined tools such as identity document verification, facial recognition, and parental consent systems. It found that all were technically possible, but each carried flaws. Document checks offered the greatest accuracy but heightened risks of data misuse and breaches, particularly in light of Australia's recent high-profile cyber attacks. Facial recognition was 92% accurate for adults but unreliable near the threshold age, often misclassifying 14 to 18-year-olds. Parental approval also raised concerns over effectiveness and data security. The report recommended a layered approach, combining multiple systems to reduce the chance of errors and circumvention through forgeries or VPNs. Communications Minister Anika Wells dismissed industry hesitations, saying global tech giants already have the tools to meet the requirements. These are some of the world's richest companies. They're at the forefront of AI. They use the data that we give them for commercial gain. It's reasonable to expect them to use the same technology to keep kids safe online. There is no excuse for social media platforms not to have age assurance systems in place by December 10, she said. While surveys suggest strong parental support for the ban, experts remain cautious. Justine Humphrey, a media researcher at the University of Sydney, said accuracy gaps posed serious risks. With the tight schedule, it's troubling that no single system can reliably prevent underage access without catching legitimate users in the net, she said. Mental health advocates also warned of unintended consequences. Some fear cutting children off could drive them to riskier online spaces, while others argue education and stronger content moderation would be more effective safeguards.